And we're joined now by NBN's Paddy Kilmurry. Local sport. Well, the Knights, Paddy, are in action again at home tomorrow afternoon.
They certainly are, Jane, and good morning to you. The Knights play the Warriors at Hunter Stadium. So, obviously, every week's a big week for the Knights when you're on the bottom of the table and you're trying to get your second win of the season. I think I said last week, I saw it as a week that, you know, it was always going to be challenging going up to North Queensland and playing the Cowboys, who are, you know, up close to the top of the ladder. You know, we had a few injury concerns, and it was sort of one of those weeks where you look at it and go, well, this is probably one of the tougher road trips in the NRL, and, you know, the way our roster is at the moment with injuries, it's not going to be easy. But they've sort of come back this week, and, you know, there's a couple of changes at the Knights. One, they're playing at home, which is great for the home fans, but they've also got a couple of new recruits. We've got Brendan Elliott, who's joined the club from the Roosters, and he's going to play left centre this weekend in position of Nathan Ross, who is out with a calf injury. Also got Mitch Barnett, who's joining the Knights from the Raiders. I just watched him train before. He's looking very fit and sprightly. He's going to replace Tarek Sims, who is also injured. So a couple of new recruits and a couple of reasons to go to Hunter Stadium this weekend and support the Knights. So hopefully we get to chat to a couple of these young fellas. They're just finishing up training now. Hopefully we get to chat to either one of them.
That'd be interesting. But they're going to make a difference, you reckon, to the Knights?
Oh, look, I think these are two players, and Nathan Brown said this earlier in the week. Look, they're very salary cap friendly. They're young players. They don't come with a big price tag, but he sees them as players that can have a big future, a big future in Newcastle, and hopefully they sort of buy into what Brown is trying to instill here and stay at the club long term for perhaps less money and sort of easier salary cap rose. So he sees something in these players. They're young players, and they're both players who are on the fringes of their respective clubs. Elliott at the Roosters, such a tough back line to crack into. And Barnett at the Raiders, I mean, they've largely got an international forward pack, so you can see why they're looking for an opportunity elsewhere. Barnett is a local bloke. He's from Taree, obviously a couple of hours north, but still, this was his junior club. So you can see why he's happy to make the change. Elliott's from the Gold Coast, and, you know, there's a lot of similarities between Newcastle and the Gold Coast. This is a massive opportunity for him, for both these boys, really, to come to a new club and get a start the first week you're here.
So it will be worth having a look at them and saying I was there at the beginning.
Well, hopefully they have long and prosperous careers here at Newcastle, and you know, things start turning around for the club. But more than anything, I think when you get new players, it just sort of gives you another reason to go and have a look at the Knights, and in particular when they've been struggling so hard, it sort of gives the fans something else to cheer for. So hopefully both the boys have good games this weekend and the Knights get a win, and like I said, yeah, we've got something to cheer for.
Now, what about the Jets, Paddy?
Yeah, look, the club is still owned by the FFA, as the Knights are owned by the NRL. So there's obviously ownership issues at both clubs. But I suppose we are getting to a bit of a close with the Jets. It looks like we will have an owner by the end of the month. These negotiations with Martin Lee, the Chinese lighting magnate, have been ongoing for some time. I wouldn't want to be in the middle of those negotiations, Jane. They are just dragging out. But hopefully they're getting to a point where they're finding some common ground, and they feel like the FFA feels like they've got the right man for the job. They don't want to find another Nathan Tickler. Martin Lee has got oodles of money, but I think they want someone that actually cares about football and is going to buy the club for the right reasons. So, look, the negotiations, like I said, ongoing. I think they're getting closer, or as I'm told, as of yesterday, they are reaching a conclusion. They were hopefully over the line by the end of the month. They initially were sort of hoping that they would be finalised by now and by the start of this month. But, you know, unfortunately that's not the case. When you've got someone who's, you know, overseas like Martin Lee is and the FFA's here, there's obviously that huge distance between parties to negotiate. So we are getting closer, and hopefully the Jets will have an owner by the end of the month, Jane.
Oh, excellent news. And just a quick one, there's been some fantastic wave action off the coast.
Absolutely incredible, Jane. We've seen some of Newcastle's best surfers go toe-to-toe out there this week. Like, Matt Hoy was absolutely ripping out there early in the week in particular. Bodyboarder Garth McGregor was just going mad at Newcastle Point. Travis Lynch was on fire. It was just great to see some of Newcastle's best surfers taking on, like, this is a sort of a once-in-every-10-year kind of system, and East Coast Lake was sitting off the coast and just pumping some of the most perfect waves you'll ever see into Newcastle's beaches. Fortunately, I got out there and got a taste for myself. It was quite enjoyable and scary at times, but, you know, like I said, I probably won't get to surf waves like this until I'm, you know, well and truly at the wrong end of 30, so I made the most of it, Jane, that's for sure.
Well, well done, and thanks so much for bringing us up to date on local sport issues today.
Good stuff. Good to chat to you, Jane.
Bye, Paddy.